This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. If I sound a little bit giddy tonight, it is because I am. We are celebrating 5 years on Liberty News Radio Network, and it's been a hell of a trip, and we're just getting warmed up. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Well, doing pretty good. I'm just in from walking the dog, so I'm back in the studios now.
Oh, outstanding. How's Sharona doing, sir?
She's doing very well. She's doing very well.
Outstanding. So maybe we'll put her on a little bit later tonight. But anyways, we want to say a special hello to everybody. Thank you for listening on the night before Easter Sunday. It is Saturday, April 8th, 2023. Special shout out to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadosis New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. Also, special shout out to Miss Crabtree, our special listener. She is on the rebound. She is spending time with family this weekend, and hope to speak to you soon. And first order business, as always, we want to remember the men and women of law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Detective Sergeant Nicholas Pepper of the LaFouche Parish Sheriff's Office in LaFouche Parish, Louisiana. End of watch, Sunday, April 2nd, 2023. He was struck and killed intentionally when a suspect rammed a car into Detective Sergeant Pepper. And the perp is alive but is under arrest. Godspeed, Officer Pepper, and the men and women of the LaFouche Parish Sheriff's Office. Anyways, moving right along, we are 5 years in 7-5 Radio, and like I said before, it's been a hell of a ride, really bumpy ride. And time just flies. 5 years ago, I was doing Red 42 with Jim Lancia, who's still part of this network, who's been on this show, and he simply didn't want to do Red 42 anymore. He wanted to pursue other ventures, i.e. He didn't want to stay up late. And he's working on other projects. So I still want to do what I called the fourth hour of radio, or fourth hour of the political cesspool, because with incidents such as Charlottesville, Virginia, and other things that happened live on Saturday nights, I thought, you know, it'd be great if we had that fourth hour of radio so we could talk about, you know, things happening in real time. Also, due to my work schedule, it was hard for me to appear on the political cesspool as the Washington DC's correspondent, and so I started with Red 42 and with Jim Lancia, and then Jim decided he no longer wanted to be a part of it, and I was like, well, I still want to be part of, you know, the Liberty News family. I love doing radio. I love following the cesspool. I mean, there's times I'll be on the cesspool and come right into the fourth hour, so-called fourth hour. So I said, let me ask Walter Yerkew. He was from the appeared in the movie The 7-5, which is available on the Tubi network. He did appear on the political cesspool as a guest. He's appeared on Red 42 as a guest and a fill-in co-host. And I said, hey, Walter, I had this opportunity for you to join this radio extravaganza, this radio experiment. I want you to come on and we can talk about current events. But what I don't want to do, I don't want to rehash what you done in the 7-5 or what you did in the movie or you know, talk about the movie, unless we come across a story, a new story that you can relate to. And Walter said, that's fine with me. So it's been a great journey ever since. What say you about the coming on and starting a radio career?
I don't know why I did it 5 years ago, and I still don't know why I'm here.
Because
you're right. We talked about it, and I didn't want to do, week in, week out, or 1 week in every month, about 7-5 documentary and such. Not that I don't like it. Something that I did, something that's done, something that got some recognition, good and bad. But I just wanted to step up and do something new. And your opportunity came along and, sounded pretty, feasible to do and get on the air and be able to view, send out my views and my opinions on different things. It's worked out so far. Worked out pretty well. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed what I've done, I appreciate, anybody that had a cover for me when I was down with COVID for about a month and a half last year. People jumped right in and filled in my spot and helped me out, and helped radio, helped our show out. So I appreciate it. And one of them had happened to be former mayor of New York and attorney general in the city of New York, who's Rudy Giuliani. So I appreciate that. I mean, who gets Rudy Giuliani to sit in and host the show while you're out sick?
Well, our fellow host Andrew Giuliani, he said, "Scoop, I want to bring somebody on our show," and we're kind of jumping ahead of ourselves. And I said, "Okay, who?" And I'm thinking like what James Edwards does or did. He'll bring on his wife on the show to talk about female beauty products, or have his kids come on and when they're really infants and goo-goo and gaga. And next thing you know, it's the 107th mayor of the city of New York. But the first time you appeared on the cesspool, Mrs. Edwards was talking about, beauty products she's selling from home. I was like, we're about to have Walter Yerkew on from the 7-5, whose trademark slogan is, I'll break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And you have lovely Danny Edwards selling women's beauty products. But I wouldn't have it any other way. But, but over the years, we had to deal with a lot of stuff to get this, keep the show moving. We've had scheduling issues, try to record the show during our work break. I had an angry wife, always getting involved, never supporting me what I did. We had COVID. You got it. I got it. And we're coming to our first commercial break. And then we'll talk about the bumpers that would come back. Anyways, this is our 5-year anniversary of 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 7-5radio.org. The number 7-5radio.org. Take it away, boys.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Have you ever had great honey?
No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is Scoop Stanton and the Coffin Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. It is Saturday, April the 8th, 2023. We are celebrating 5 years. Yesterday was our 5th year anniversary. We first recorded 7-5 Radio. And on that very first show that you can hear on the archives, we had the bumpers in the voiceovers from Red 42. I was getting some musical choices for 7-5 Radio, which we still use today. And I asked James Edwards to do the voiceovers. So, you know, of course, everything was last minute, my fault. So we had to use the old bumpers and voiceovers from Red 42, which is, you know, fine by me because, you know, I picked all the songs I used for the bumpers. So, you know, we didn't even come up with the name of the show. You hear us say we called it Radio 7-5, and then we called it 7-5 Radio. So we weren't even 100% sure what to call the show. But we, you know, so it's 7-5 Radio, and it's worked ever since. So we had to deal with that. We had scheduling issues, Walter's job, my jobs, angry wife who always needed me for something, very codependent. Then we had COVID. Walter got it. I got it. I'm sure many of you got it. And then also we had broadcast issues. Even last week was one of our best shows. We'll talk about that later. One of our best shows, and the weather was just horrendous nationwide. The live feed was sounding very janky. I lost power twice. I had to finish the show on my cell phone. Luckily, I keep those charged just for such an occasion. And then one time we had myself, Mikey Guerin, and Walter on, and we were doing a show. And unfortunately, the home office in Utah was having technical issues, and Sam Bushman said he lost everything, and his house is wired up as well as the NSA headquarters. So we ended up talking on the phone. We're on the phone. We're doing a show. We don't know if we're going out or not. And then finally says, all right, guys, unfortunately we've lost everything. We're going to reboot everything, get everything up and running. And, you know, his phone carrier's internet carrier got a nasty phone call. So as we're doing the show, but talking to ourselves, we kept going. Then we kept going at the top of the hour. Like, you know, we had enjoyed talking to each other and each other's company that we just talking to ourselves. And is we did it like we're doing the show. And in fact, I even signed off like this, you know, for Mike Guerin and Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop Stan reminding you, blase, blase, blase. And I was all proud of myself. And I say, guys, we were talking to ourselves for, you know, the past like 30 minutes. And Mike Guerin says, yeah, we had the exact same amount of people listening as if we were on the air. So, you know, thanks, Mikey, for blowing, you know, taking me down a couple dozen pegs. But anyways, Mike Guerin, our not-so-sexy intern, is our marketing director. But it sounds a lot better or a lot funnier calling him a not-so-sexy intern because he's a large man, to put it lightly. But he was at a race somewhere in eastern Tennessee, and he fell, and unfortunately he broke the ground. He's not doing too well, so he was going to come on tonight and talk about his thoughts on 7-5 Radio, but he sends his regards. He will be back. Hopefully he'll be off the painkillers and back to normal. But anyways, it was because of Mike Guerin. I said, Mike, tell you what, you're a marketing director. You're a go-to guy. Actually, let's back up a little bit. Mike Guerin was a fan of the 7-5 and a big fan of Walter and a pain in the ass of Walter's side. And so Walter calls and says, hey, I got this guy. He wants to get involved. Let's do something with him. I was okay. So I talked to him and I said, all right, he'll be our marketing director. I said, Mike, go out, promote the show, get us involved in stuff, as long as it doesn't cost me any money. So long story short, he meets Mike Robinette of the Topless Outlaws Racing Series that was just about to get underway a couple years ago, and we became an official sponsor of Topless Outlaw Racing. And then from there, Mike and Walter did attend some races. Walter can talk about that a little bit later. And he met young Jeff Jackson, and Walter said, you know what, I want to sponsor you, and took out a checkbook and gave Mr. Jackson a check. And this year we gave Mr. Jackson another large sum of money, enough to buy a gallon of gasoline for the next race. But Mike Guerin got us involved in Topless Outlaw Racing, and you know, we expanded the brand name, and we found out like the fans of Topless Outlaw Racing are fans of, you know, this type of radio. Take it away. Your thoughts on our not so sexy intern in Topless Outlaw Racing.
Well, you know, I met Mike Guerin, you know, through Facebook and that other thing with the bird. What is it? And the one that threw us off a few years ago. Yeah. And he knows Mike Dowd through the same mediums. And, you know, we met, we had lunch, you know, things like that. You know, just kind of, I don't know if you call it fanfare or what, but, you know, he liked the movie, enjoyed the movie. He was ecstatic about it. He called his friends about it. So, you know, I live close, and we met over in Chattanooga. Of course, I made him pay. So I didn't have to. I didn't have to pay, and actually we met a number of times, and Mike Dowd even came down and met Mike Guerin. You know, we were all together for an afternoon of free food and drink. Mike was talking about, you know, the racing and stuff that he's into, he follows. He can't race because he's such a big guy. He can't get in one of the cars. And then even if he got in the car, it'd be over the weight limit. So he'd never be able to be a racer, but he liked being around it and had fun and knew everybody. And, you know, invited me down to I-75 Raceway in Tennessee. And, you know, we met a bunch of people. You know, I sat up in the press box with everybody. I've been down there a number of times. I haven't been there since COVID, but they've been racing along. Anyway, it's, you know, a venue that actually plays the national anthem, you know, before they start. And they have the American flag that goes around the track during which, and there's some nice people through Mikey Guerin. So today they had some kind of event out where he is. He's in charge of the ambulance system in Bradley County, Tennessee. Which is right outside of Chattanooga. It's like Cleveland, Tennessee, I believe. And they had some kind of event today that he was following. And it was a muddy, bloody mess, just the way the rednecks like it. So,
right.
We've enjoyed having Mike, you know, on and off the show. And he's, you know, he's come up with some logos for our radio show and logos for the race cars and stuff. So, you know, Mike is a good friend. We've got to have on your side.
Right. And another thing about Mike is that we assault the hell out of him and he just keeps coming back, which I can relate to from the different people on the show.
Well, Mike is a real nice guy. He's just a big bear. And I mean that in a straight way.
Right. Unfortunately, Mr. Guerin, with his full-time job with the ambulance service out in Tennessee, he won't be he's not going to be as involved as he has been in the past. But, you know, he's going to put food on his table one way or another. But, you know, if it wasn't for Mike Guerin, we wouldn't be involved.
He's a real nice guy. You know, so like I said, somebody that you want to have, you know, on your side. And he's had his trials and tribulations through through his life. You know, he used to be law enforcement out there in Bradley County also. And, you know, he got jammed up. So, you know, he can relate to, you know, what I've been through and Mikey Dowd's been through and such. And even some of the tribulations that my co-host has been through. So we have, you know, kind of a common denominator in the deferred populace or the deplorable populace. Is that the correct term?
Right. Yeah. One thing about Mikey.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah. And he's loyal. But anyways, besides auto racing, we were at truck protests. I was at Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C., right outside of the White House. Met some wonderful truckers, and also was at the Supreme Court building. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about another person that helped out 75 Radio and another person who will help 75 Radio. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be coming right back. 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Varmish. Federal judges in two states have made vastly different rulings on abortion medications.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Department of Justice will appeal the decision by a judge in Texas that halts the FDA's approval of mifepristone while reviewing another in Washington state that says the Food and Drug Administration must ensure that abortion drugs remain available in at least a dozen states that sued the agency. The government has 7 days to appeal the ruling. Vice President Harris says the Biden administration will do all they can.
There is no question that the president and I are going to stand with the women of America.
A lawsuit by an anti-abortion group argued that the 5-year approval process for the drug was rushed. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Nashville City Council members say a vote could happen as early as Sunday to reinstate expelled Representative Justin Jones. He was thrown out of the Tennessee House for protesting gun violence on the floor after the Nashville school shooting. One council member criticized the state vote for not considering the 140,000 people who voted for Jones and called it a, quote, terrible precedent. A mall in Newark, Delaware is closed for the night following reports of a shooting. Delaware State Police are conducting a criminal investigation at the Christiana Mall, which is the largest shopping mall in the state. The mall was evacuated and there is no word on injuries. Railways are getting a new look at handling safety.
Federal regulators are calling on railroads to reevaluate their placement of train cars following an increase in derailments. The Federal Railroad Administration issued a safety advisory saying railroads must prioritize proper train makeup to maintain safety, prevent accidents, and optimize train performance. The order does not force railroads to act, but it's part of a push by the federal government to bolster train safety following the toxic train derailment in Ohio. I'm Karen Sloan.
This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Good evening. Good evening once again. Scoop Stanton here with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling on the 8th day of April, 2023. And we talk about people who have joined the family. And one of the people responsible for bringing one Andrew Giuliani to the show is on the line. Her name is Heather McBride. Heather, tell us about yourself and why did you let Mr. Giuliani join 7-5 Radio?
Oh, I'd be happy to tell you why. So first of all, happy 5 years, Scoop and Walter. That's amazing. That's like 200 plus shows, if I'm doing the math right. That's not too shabby. So I was Andrew Giuliani's press secretary for his gubernatorial campaign. He's a lifelong friend. Our dads were best friends from high school, college, law school, and beyond. And which I, you know, I could go on and on about that, but
right.
I started working
Heather,
for Andrew.
Who is your father?
So my father was Peter Powers, who was Rudy Giuliani's first deputy mayor. He also ran his 89 and 93 campaigns. Lifelong friend, fraternity brother, and I believe if you really want to go back into the archives. Rudy was my father's campaign manager when my father ran for some sort of office at Manhattan College.
Wow.
And he lost. And so they decided for any future campaign, my dad would work on Rudy's campaign, and that seemed to turn out pretty well.
I think so.
Yes. So Andrew and I kind of grew up like cousins. We all spent holidays together, very close friends. And I was really honored when he asked me to get on board with his campaign. So I had the usually daunting decision to decide which interviews he should take and which ones we could politely pass. And you can only imagine some of the invitations we received, some of the awful questions we received that were just, I mean, you know what we're dealing with in the media right now. So,
right.
So when I heard from you and I did a deep dive into your show, I called Andrew. I remember actually the phone call, and I told him all about you guys, and I sent him the link to your show, and I was like, you've got to do this. And then he kind of became a regular.
Right.
And I want to say one thing, what I loved about you guys, look, you're fun. You've got a great banter. You're so genuine. You're aligned on policy, obviously, and the way you see where this country is going and what we need to do to protect a lot of our freedoms, but you're also, you're independent in every sense of the word. You're independent thinkers. You're free to say whatever you want. You're not part of a corporate conglomerate where you have sponsors to please. And I loved that he could actually have some fun on a Saturday night with you guys when he was working so hard.
Wow. But cool. Anyways, Heather, when we had him on, I'm thinking, this kid is a natural. I was like, wow. I mean, unfortunately, we had those in January 2022, we had those two members of the service shot. One died instantly, then one next, the other officer died a couple days later. And we had a roundtable discussion. And I said, Mr. Giuliani, it's me, Walter, Mr. Bergen, who interviewed you on the first show. And we're going to do a roundtable discussion. And he was fine with it. And which was amazing because, as you know, a lot of politicians are like, well, I want to talk about my policy or my talking points or whatever. And he was just a natural. And then, what do you think when I said, oh, Heather, we want him as a guest host on our show?
He was so busy. I was a little concerned how much responsibility goes into being a guest host. But that's the thing with Andrew. He was up to it. He loved that. And now, you know, being at WABC, you know, we discussed during this week, he really wanted to be able to come on and say hi. He's kind of contractually, exclusively with them right now, but he does send his very best.
Right. Tell him thank you very much. But, I mean, there you have it, folks. 7-5 Radio launched another radio career. This one with Andrew Giuliani on the biggest talk station in America, 77 WABC in New York. And we couldn't be happier. Now, we had another guest. His name was Brandon Tatum, who is killing it on YouTube. And he got hired by Salem Media for a syndicated show. But, you know, I like to think that we had a part of Andrew's venture into or onto WABC because, I mean, the kill was a natural. I mean, if I had the choice between either Andrew or 75 Radio, I'd actually pick Andrew first. But, you know, that's just me being a realist. Any questions, comments, or concerns about our...
It's great that he sends his regards and such. And, you know, that's wonderful. I'm glad, you know, that in some way we helped him, you know, beg WABC's job. And in some way, I hope we're not responsible for him losing the governorship in New York, race in New York.
Right. Well, that's...
we're waiting on to draw back a few people, too.
We did not hold you accountable for that, I promise.
Okay, that's cool. It was always a pleasure, you know, talking with Andrew and Scoop. Once or twice had to be corrected by Andrew that he wasn't Andrew Cuomo, he was Andrew Giuliani.
And you know, now he has a podcast called Not That News.
They were both in the news. One was leaving and one was trying to get in. So it got confusing after a while.
But Heather, as every time I said, you know, I went down the well, you know, it's like, all right, let's see if he can come on. And he said, you know, and he texts back to me. He's like, yes, he'd love to come on. I was like, doesn't she, like, listen to the show or look at us? I mean, we're right. But anyways, we couldn't be happier that you brought Andrew on. And I always said, I said Andrew's family. And, you know, up to today, we had his picture on as guest host. But Heather, like always, you know, I always said your family also, and we would love to have you on. But with that being said, you know, breaking news on 75 Radio, Heather, we want to make you a special correspondent for 75 Radio for everything you've done. I've talked to you, you know, we text each other, and you're right on point, and you let Andrew come on the show, and we'd love to have, you know, your family. And the joke around here is that nobody leaves. Walter and I have been here. We've been on together for 5 years. I've been with the political cesspool for 18 years.
Because they keep me locked up in the basement. Yeah, that's why I'm still here.
And then we've been with... The political cesspool has been with Libby News Radio for over 10 years. So, like, and the joke is nobody leaves. But anyways, we would love to have you be part of 75 Radio as a special correspondent. It still blows my mind that, like, you think we're great. Because, I mean, we're not everybody's cup of tea.
But that's what I think people are looking for right now. I think we're all over being everybody's cup of tea. You're somebody's cup of tea. Right? Yep. I think, and that's what I think we found so refreshing about you.
Right.
You know, I never got the sense that it was going to be a generic radio interview. Andrew, what's your platform? Thank you very much for coming on. You know, it would be a real conversation where he could really be himself. And that's why I think he connected with voters, because he was able to be himself.
Right. And I love the fact that Andrew and his father told the New York State GOP to go to hell. And we put that on the website. And what got me was that everything that Mayor Giuliani did for the Republican Party in New York State, and they turned their back on him, you know, and his son. I mean, if it wasn't for Rudy, we wouldn't have George Pataki as governor of New York. And, you know, Governor Pataki did a great job with the state of New York, just following Rudy's lead. So now Andrew Giuliani wants to become governor, and now they're pushing Lee Zeldin, who's like just a member of Congress. I mean, if Zeldin lost, he still had a job, and he still has a job, and New York State's still a mess, but that's, I digress, because we could talk about this for hours, but Heather, I understand this is not your first gig in radio. You worked for a another radio show. Would you care to share who did you work for?
Well, sure. Actually, I did work for Sean Hannity at Fox News Channel. So it
Why?
Was it was on his TV gig.
Wow.
And
Why?
It was incredible. It was a lot of fun. It was Fox was their early days.
We'll come back. We'll talk more about our anniversary, our new special correspondent, Heather McBride, and whatever else going on. Take it away, boys.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back celebrating 5 years. Breaking news. Shots fired at the Delaware Mall. 3 shots. Shots fired in Houston. 4 shot. And 7-5 Radio has a new special correspondent, Heather McBride. Heather, we couldn't be happier that you decided you wanted to come and join us at 7-5 Radio. And like I told you earlier, this is not going to be like WMAL Larry O'Connor show where he brings on a female co-host and only female co-host and nobody else but female co-hosts or hosts and talk about light and easy things like you'd hear on Light FM. You're gonna bring it and bring it both barrels a-blazing. But we couldn't be more happier.
Wait, did you?
Say what?
Did you just assume my gender?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Drinking a Bud Light, are you? You're not drinking a Bud Light, are you?
Female special correspondent.
Right. But anyways,
you get one of those special six packs with the pictures on it.
So. Anyways, Heather, if you have any HR issues with sexual harassment at 7-5 Radio, the person to speak to is Mr. Yurkew, since we are a very small operation. But anyways, we couldn't.
I'll make
again,
sure
we
to fill out that incident report.
Right. Right. So anyways, but folks, we couldn't be happier.
I'll bring you into my office and we'll put you on the casting couch.
Oh, boy.
I think you're doubling down.
Oh boy, let's keep it moving before we have another.
Trouble. Put me in charge of all these things. I'm the one that should be investigated, I guess.
Amazing.
Right. Anyways, but I like
that I got promoted to special correspondent so quickly. I'm impressed. Well, I mean, I think there's like a lot of opportunity on your show. By the end, I'm hoping for another promotion.
You're the only correspondent.
But it could be. Well, it's either a special correspondent or a sexier intern, because Mike Guerin's been with us for 3 years. He's still the not-so-sexy intern. So, anyways.
Yeah, it seems like a little bit of a dead-end position.
Yeah, well, that's Mikey for us. But anyways, folks, we're coming to our the end of the line. I always say, this is the fastest hour in radio, and I want to thank the following people. As always, I want to thank Liz and Jay for making our show sound so great. They do so much working with so little. Also, Sam Bushman for all his help. James Edwards for his off-the-wall bumpers I've never heard of. Mike Guerin for all his help. And also to Walter Yerkew, who, helped me through 5 years of getting through. I've had a lot of personal issues going on with my family, my personal life. And, you know, doing the show with Walter, it's therapy. And I've learned through the years, most of these people you go for therapy, counselors or therapists or whatever, full of crap. So coming here has just been an absolute blast. And of course, I want to thank all the fans for listening to us and corresponding with us. Stas for our man in the street, who always has his ear to the ground. And all of our former co-hosts, Mr. Giuliani. Well, that's about it. Special guests, Ann Ubelis, Michael Dowd, Adam Diaz, Patrick Ryan, Gary Byrne. Gary Byrne, I feel sorry for that guy. It's like Fox said, all right, we only got room for one former employee from the U.S. Secret Service, either Dan Bongino or Gary Byrne, because they're going to put hire Caitlyn Jenner as a special correspondent. Colonel Joe Martin, Joe Lazito, Ed Huebner. Everybody that's been involved with us, we couldn't be happier. Heather McBride she's been part of the 7-5 radio family. Now she's coming on air as part of the 7-5 radio family. Well, I'll pass it over to you.
What? I got nothing else to say.
Well, yeah, you guys, the 5 years, I'm so impressed. Go on, Walter. I'm just, I'm really taking it all in.
Anybody want to thank her?
Yeah, I want to, thank, my mom and dad, as per some actor, what's his name, for not practicing safe sex in 1958, before I was conceived. I don't know who else to thank. The parole board for letting me out of jail? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
it's nothing. I mean, I've had a blessed, a blessed life. The past, 35 years have been a blast. Thank my son for supporting me and doing this. And he listens to the show every so often. He tells me to stop saying the term, I used to say that a lot, a lot of thanks. I do my thing. I do me. And, you don't have to like me, but you don't have to hate me either. I do me. And I let everybody else do them. And it's all good. And I'll stand right next to them when they got to do themselves. Well, that didn't come out quite right, did it? All right. Let me take my foot out of my mouth. You guys go ahead.
All right, Heather, the floor is all yours. Usually at the end of the show, I hog all the time and I say, Walter, what do you have to say? And then you hear Riders on the Storm. But Heather, just the floor is yours. Go wherever you got, let that out.
Well, I'm going to turn the tables. Quick interview on you. What are you seeing for the next 5 years? What are your aspirations for the show?
My next aspiration is more affiliates. Unfortunately, radio is an industry that shoots themselves in the foot. You know, they tell the help, don't say this, don't say this, don't mention this, don't mention COVID, don't mention the stealing the election. And then when I try to put this on YouTube, it's going to get pulled off. But, you know, it's more affiliates. You know, people, you know, we meet each other and talk to each other on social media now. Tell everybody, hey, there's a show that goes out there, supports the cops. They're not programmed. They're not corporately owned, government sanctioned, government approved.
I think that's a good point. Okay. I think people are kind of tied and unable to say anything anymore. So you've got the right goal, and I think that's what's attracting listeners. I think that's the movement right now, being real and knowing who to trust.
Right.
As we try to be real about it, it's just that the norm of today should not always have been the norm. It just got into a routine. Now people are standing up for themselves and they're getting penalized for it. We'll help anybody that needs help. We'll give advice to anybody who needs advice. We're not a legal practice, you know, we're not a professional therapist or anything, but we try to give from the heart, from our experiences. And if I haven't experienced what you're trying to explain to me, I'm going to find out more about what you're trying to explain to me so I can understand it better. And the same thing with Scoop. You know, we do a little bit of research when we do a show. If we get attacked from the left side, you know, oh, well, it's their right to do that. We just stand fast and stay strong in our views and the hopes and dreams of our country.
Right. And, you know, we support free speech so much that one time some Yahoo kept putting horrendous things about us on the websites under comments. We pulled them and put them on the blog entry, and we talked about them on air. Somebody says, "Scoop, you big fat bald loser, you know, shut the F up." I said, "Sir, for your information, I'm not bald." So,
get your facts straight, Bucko.
Yeah.
Scoop gave up his loser card about 30 years ago.
Right. But it's nothing but a blast. And you know, I've been in DC for 13 plus years and I still don't have any friends. Meanwhile, I consider like people like Walter, James Edwards, Sean, and you know, everybody from Liberty family, brothers. And Heather, you're going to be our little sister since we're a couple years older than you. But we can't, you know, we're very happy you're still part of the family.
Well, I'll take it. I'm proud of you guys. I think you make an impact. You may never know the impact you have over the last 5 years. It could be, you know, people don't always reach out. Maybe the nasty ones put the comments, but you have no idea how many people you empowered to stand in their truth and not be afraid to say what they believe.
Right. Perfect example. We got a friend of ours. Friend of our Stas, who's in DC, tweets to me all the time when he should be looking for a job. You know, for him to go out and do what he does and let me know, that says a lot. And Stas, I know you're listening, but please stop tweeting me. Go look for a job. You're better than that. You know, we want people to do the best that they can, be the best that they can be. You know,
before he goes on too far, because he's starting to sound a little. He sounds like he's reapplying for his loser card. I want to put out there, Heather. I want to put out there that my friend is single and ready to mingle. If you have any friends that are down and desperate, just put them in touch with Scoop. He could use a he could use a date for Christmas Eve.
I think matchmaking is in order. I'm gonna pull out the Rolodex.
Outstanding, my folks. My net worth is about $300 U.S. dollars. Anyways, for Walter Yerkew and the lovely Heather McBride, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. We will be next week. Thank you for one and all. Take away, boys.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.